Hello and welcome to the Fierce Life with me, your host, Conceita Thomas. I can't wait to dive into this topic. We're getting back into the juicy mindset stuff. Words that let you know you are compromising your results. You're slipping in your commitment and compromising your results when you hear these words coming out of your mouth. So we are going to talk about this. Probably don't need a pen and paper for this one. Friend, just go grab your beverage and jam out to the show tunes and meet me on the other side of the music. Welcome to The Fierce Life, presented by Conceita Thomas. This podcast is designed to give you the food and fitness strategies, tools, and inspiration that you need to create sustainable results without making the process a second job. You will save the mental and emotional energy that's normally drained by this process, and instead use that energy to live your most fierce life. Hello and welcome back. This is episode 123, words that let you know you're sliding on your commitment and compromising your results. Friend, we can talk ourselves into almost anything, and that includes talking ourselves into backing down from the commitments we've made and talking ourselves into compromising the results that we want so badly. The right choice doesn't need justification. And it was Elizabeth Benton over on the Primal Potential podcast. She said, the right choice doesn't need justification. And I was like, yes, girl, you are so right. And one of the things that I thought about, I was like, you know, if you're explaining, you're not excelling. You can either explain or you can excel. But if you're explaining, you're probably not excelling. Why is that? Because when we are doing the right thing, and by the right thing, I mean, we're acting in alignment with our goals. When we are keeping our commitments, usually our words are very few. Just think about it. Have you ever finished sweeping the floor at night, or maybe cleaning up the kitchen, or just doing whatever it is that you do at the end of the night to close down the house? Have you ever done that and then got in bed with your husband and said, you know, the reason why I was sweeping the floor tonight is because it was just, you know, the day was busy. And, you know, between all of us, you know, we just dropped quite a few things as we moved about during the day. And so I just really felt the need to sweep the floor. Like, you're probably laughing because nobody does that. Nobody does that. Why don't we explain why we swept? Because if we're committed to keeping a clean and tidy house, when the floor is dirty, we sweep it and it needs no explanation. And the same is true with our eating and our exercise and our sleep and our lifestyle and all the different components that go into losing the weight, keeping it off, living our most healthy and vital life. So when you find yourself using the words of justification and rationalization, you can probably bet that you are slipping on your commitments and compromising your results. And you know it deep down inside, and that is why you're explaining. So when you find yourself saying things like, hey, friend, real quick, if you've ever wished that you could lose 3 to 10 pounds in 1 month while sidestepping the hunger and cravings that usually come along with eating for weight loss and also gaining knowledge and practice to create the eating foundation that you need in order to lose 30 plus pounds and keep it off this year, through busy seasons, vacations, and holidays, then I've got something for you. Head over to ConceitaThomas.com/foundation. Add your name to the wait list for Figure Friendly Eating Foundation, which is my newest 4-week group coaching program. Listen, I created this program because I talk to women every week who tell me that they wish that they could just be normal around food and still lose weight and keep it off. Many of them, maybe like you, have dabbled in advanced dieting strategies. You know the stuff, carb cycling, macro counting, intermittent fasting, all of it, but they don't have the handle on the basics that they really need in order to get the weight to come off and to be able to navigate all of life's busy seasons. And this program is my answer to that desire for those women. So if you are one of them, again, head over to ConceitedThomas.com/foundation, add your name to the wait list. When you do, you will get a chance to win free enrollment the next time enrollment opens. Immediately, you'll get a mini nutrition lesson that you can start to use right away. And you'll get exclusive bonuses and first dibs on the limited spots when the program opens. Again, head over to ConceitedThomas.com/foundation. I was starving, so I was so exhausted, so I was so frustrated, so I was in such a mood, so, and then they showed up with this. So when you hear those words coming out of your own mouth, I want you to pause. I want you to say to yourself, I can explain or I can excel. Which one am I going to do in this moment? Am I going to explain away my lack of follow through on my commitment? Or am I going to breathe, realize that I was starving or exhausted or frustrated or in a mood, or maybe they did show up with this or that. However, I'm going to stand on my commitment and I'm not going to compromise my results. So this one was actually quick, a quick, punchy, impactful one. See how it is when I don't promise that at the beginning, I'm actually able to do that. But if I promise it at the beginning, it will never happen. So I want to just give this to you as something to think about and something to ponder. Now, you know what I always say around here? After you learn something, you have to do something. So your fierce follow through, should you choose to accept, is to monitor your language for a day or more if you feel brave. And your language can be either internal, because we don't always say this out loud, or it can be actually external. Sometimes we do say it out loud. I just want you to pay attention and see how many times in a day you find yourself explaining when what you really want is to excel. And if you're feeling brave, share it with me. DM me over on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how this episode resonated and what you found when you observed yourself. Also, I would love it if you would leave a 5-star rating and review for the podcast. Rating the podcast lets the podcast platform that you're on know that this is actually a viable podcast. People, you know, someone is there producing content. You find it helpful. And that helps other people who may find the content helpful find it as well. And then secondly, thirdly, I'm not sure which one, but if you would be so kind as to share this over on social media, go ahead and screenshot the episode and then type out, let me know, what was your biggest takeaway from this episode? Share it over on Instagram or Facebook in your stories and tag me in it so that I can see it. And I know that you are listening, and I will be sure to give you a shout out when you do that. However, if you're not ready to go public with our relationship yet, you don't want all of your friends and family in your business just yet, feel free to just text the episode link to a friend who you know would get it and who you think would find the episode helpful. That's all I have for you today, fierce friend. Until next time, stay fierce.